It's time for Backyard Almanac. Larry Weber is an educator, author, and naturalist, and he joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac. Hey, Larry, what's going on in the world of the outdoors?
Yeah, it's as always, it's been crazy and amazing in the last few weeks, and it continues to be that way. I am sitting outside enjoying the beautiful March day. I went for a walk this morning, March 7, but the walk felt more like an April 7 walk. During the walk, I visited a lake, and yes, I saw open water on part of the lake. Wow. I have seen ice out in March before, but certainly not this early. We'll see if it continues. Also on my walk, I saw a flock of Canada geese. I've been seeing them every day lately. No big news there. I also saw several trumpeter swans, and trumpeter swans are called that because they make loud noises, and they are a large bird. And yes, I saw and heard those, but then there was also another flock of swans. This was a bigger flock, and it was more silent. That is the tundra swans. That's the first I've seen those. Now, I have seen those in March before, but not this early. Trumpeter swans will winter, same as Canada geese, they will winter as far north as they possibly can. And if they can find some open water in central Minnesota, whatever, they'll stay there. And they don't have that long of a flight. Tundra swans, on the other hand, winter way over there by Chesapeake Bay. And so they have a longer flight. And it must be milder temperatures where they were wintering as well, because, as I said, they don't usually see them this early. And they're called tundra swans because of where they nest in the far north. Yeah, so far March has started out in the continuation of what February was, of milder temperatures. We don't have any snow on the ground. This time of March is typically the time of the deepest snowpack for the whole winter. I always think of March as being the month for snowshoeing. And no, I will not be doing any snowshoeing. I took several walks in the last few days. It's a wonderful time to take a walk. The temperatures are pleasant enough and the walking is easy. We haven't yet had a movement of mosquitoes, though there are a few people who have reported some ticks. I haven't noticed those myself. Anyway, this is also historically the time of crazy things that can happen. In the first week of March, we can have snowstorms, we can have ice storms, we can have mild weather, we can have extreme cold weather, we can have the whole bit. And right now, it's just being a pleasant day, and I think we should get out and enjoy it. We were, according to the Weather Service, the meteorological winter of December, January, and February. This year was not number one, the warmest ever in the Duluth area. Now, much of Minnesota it was. However, it was way up there, one of the top ones. Then they went on to give a few other interesting statistics. 53 days of temperatures that got above freezing. 53. 11 days that got above 45 Fahrenheit. And only 11 days that got below zero. So that's almost embarrassing for Minnesota. The statistic that I am concerned about is not that. The statistic I'm concerned about is the dryness. We haven't had much moisture, and getting dry at this time of year is often equated with fire season. And yes, there's been fires breaking out at different places, and we need to watch that. These are grass fires for almost 100%, but nevertheless, they can spread to be something else. The other thing is, usually we in March have plenty of snow, and it will melt into the April snow, the April vernal ponds. And these vernal ponds in springtime are very valuable for the reproduction of things like frogs. Well, during my walks in the last couple of days, I went by several vernal ponds. They were either extremely low, still having ice cover, or virtually non-existent. So we'll see what happens. Now, it's happened before, and these amphibians can reproduce in some other permanent bodies of water. So they don't have to have the vernal ponds, but it sure helps. Also, taking a look at the snow, once again, a bit embarrassing. We have right now, for the entire season, about 18 and a half inches of snow. That going back to October. Okay. Normal is about 71. And last year at this time, we were already over 100 inches of snow for the entire season. We are going to have a, interesting event happening this weekend. And that is we enter daylight savings time. And what that means is that right now we have sunrise at about 6:30, starting on Sunday, just 2 days or three, more or less from now, we will have sunrise at 7:30. So it'll still be dark for many of us when we get up. On the other end, we now have sunset shortly after 6 o'clock. We will then have sunset shortly after 7 o'clock. It's going to take a little while to get used to it, but we will. Another way to look at this weekend is that it is the shortest weekend of the entire year. We are also approaching the vernal equinox, which this year, the first day of spring, is March 19. We're approaching the new moon phase. Nights are nice and dark. And if you get out and take a look, Jupiter is very bright and easy to see in the little bit of the western sky. Migrant birds have been amazing. I mentioned the flocks of swans and geese that I saw this morning. Raptors continue to come over. Virtually every day I see bald eagles. The raptor count began this week at Enger Tower, and yes, plenty of bald eagles. There's also been roughleg hawks, red-tail hawks, northern harriers. These are all very early migrants. I have not seen or heard yet a migrant sandhill crane, but I had a person tell me yesterday that they had. Same with red-winged blackbirds. They are a migrant of March, and I was down visiting a swamp this morning hoping to see or hear a red-winged blackbird, and no, not yet. This is quite early. There are many years where they don't show up until the end of the month. Robin sparrows are also early migrants. And then the other thing that's been very interesting lately has been watching the courtship behavior of many of these birds that spend the whole winter with us. The chickadees, the nuthatches, the woodpeckers, they've all been going through an interesting courtship behavior. The ravens and crows and blue jays all flying in their patterns. Barred owls have been calling every night. I mentioned last week hearing a saw-whet owl calling. And rough grouse, I have not heard them drumming yet. But once again, I have talked to some people who have heard them. Same with the turkey gobbling. I have not heard it yet, but I talked to some who have. The other critters of note, the squirrels are active again. You know, this has been really interesting. We had a huge crop of acorns. There seems to be plenty. There's been plenty of food on the bird feeder, and yet they're going off and they're chewing on the bark of young sugar maples. And I think it maybe they just want something sweet, because I've been seeing that virtually every day. Other things of note, you get a clear day coming up. It is not too early to see the first butterflies of the season. I mentioned sugar maples. The sap that leaks out from the spots on the sugar maples sometimes attracts these early rising butterflies. There are butterflies that hibernate for the winter. When they wake up and they go out to do some flying around, they will spread their wings on the sides of the tree and bask in the sun. And they also, that allows their body to warm up, but they are also need to feed. And feeding, there are hardly any flowers to go to. So what do? They go to the sap. And so if you know a place where there is some sap, it wouldn't be unusual at all to see some of these early season butterflies, same with moths. The spiders that are out right now are ones that are probably a little bit hard to see, but there's still some ones that are active. This has also been the catkin time. I've talked about in the previous weeks about the furry buds showing up on willows and aspen. Well, they've kind of gone on to the next step now, where they enlarge to become a long hot dog shaped thing called catkins. And it's on these catkins they produce pollen. Well, I've seen them developing on the willow and the aspen, but they're also out there on alder. And a few others, but alder ones I took a close look at this morning, and yeah, I think some of the pollen is starting to develop already. Once again, quite early. These are things I usually don't see until late in the month or even into April. Other things of note, our crocuses came up and had a nice, beautiful bud on this past week, which is another thing that usually is associated with later. Will it stay this way? According to the forecast, it looks like it will, but who knows? March has been known to be very fickle and changing what it can do. Just hang on. It's going to be an interesting journey. Take care.
That is Larry Weber. Larry is an educator, author, and naturalist, and he joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac.